So I'm here with His Grace Archbishop Dermot Martin after a beautiful Mass for Charismatic Renewal, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Your Grace, would you like to give us a comment about it?
Well, it's been a full afternoon. They've been here earlier looking back at being together over this period of time and also looking forward. It's great to see so many young people. The pro-cathedral, very big church, was filled to the brim. And there was a great sense of prayer, particularly at the Eucharist. It's important. This is part of a number of initiatives we have about evangelizing in the culture and the city and the diocese in which we live in, and reaching out in ways that maybe in the past we didn't. Pope Francis is very strong on saying that it's not enough to stay in our churches or even to have our church doors open for people who arrive. We should go out and meet them. And this is an essential part, I think, of the Christian message. But we have to do it in a new way. We have to do it in, as I say, ways which may be a little bit unorthodox and compared to things we did in the past. But above all, we have to reflect the care of Jesus Christ. If we can preach doctrine and morals with great clarity and with great conviction, but if it isn't accompanied by a church which is seen to represent the love of Jesus Christ, then we're not. I'm very struck. The gospel today is the gospel of the rich man and Lazarus, and effectively what we sometimes don't see is that Lazarus is Jesus. It's the Jesus who himself was spat at and despised and was but Jesus then shows that love can conquer even this dejection that's there with people. And that's a message that comes to any of us, that the care of Jesus. The name Lazarus means God cares. That care can come to us in whatever situation we're in. But above all, as a church, we must bring that care to people who are in difficulties. The other man, the rich man, the gospel gives no name to him. So he's a non-person. He's forgotten, despite the fact that he thought he was probably the king player in all of this. And we have to rediscover that, rediscover a sense of humility. And all of this will only happen with the Spirit. That if you look at the Acts of the Apostles, at the various moments, in the very early church, there were crises. People were drifting away. People were going back to their old teaching. And it was always the Spirit who came and led the way and showed the way to which the church would grow and expand.
So for you, the message really is that a church persecuted is almost a church that's triumphant.
I'm not wishing persecution on anybody. It's more an internal attitude of ourselves. The Pope Francis, in that interview he gave, said, it isn't about changing structures. Changing structures only work when attitudes are changed, when people themselves come away from any aspect of. The other thing I stress in this Mass is this extraordinary prayer at the beginning. God shows his almighty power through mercy and forgiveness, not through anything else. If we try to construct an idea of the church which is built on power, we fail to understand the nature of God's almighty power.
Archbishop Dermot Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.